Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa Burwell, your host of V Speaks, Conversations with Heart and Soul. We are in season three right now, day two of shooting, and we're having a great time. And this morning, I have a lovely guest, and she is the director of communications of Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort. Her name is April Solver, and she's going to tell us all about what's gone on and what they are celebrating this year, their 50th anniversary. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, good morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're so welcome.
Really excited to be here. We've got so much going on at Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort, and I just can't wait to share it all with you.
I know, and I love your energy. Ooh, it's good in the early in the morning to have somebody that's vivacious and energetic, and I can tell that you love what you're doing and know what you're doing, and that's always such a great thing.
I do. I am a morning person. Catch me after 8:30, I might not be awake.
Okay. Okay, well, that's how you're a morning person, right? And you've been with Sandestin since 2018?
I started with the resort about 2017. Okay. I was there for a couple of years. I actually left January of 2020 to pursue another interest. I was the director of marketing and communication, and I was able to come back, thankfully. I left on good terms. Mm-hmm. I really missed the resort, and I was able to come back November of 2022. So I've been back almost a year now.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, to celebrate our 50th anniversary. Yes.
So what are, and I'm sure they're varied, but what is all going on in the celebration of your 50th?
There's a lot.
Okay.
So we've started a year-long celebration in January, and I imagine we'll continue the celebrations into next year. But we've launched a few new things. Something new for Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort are our private label beers. We've got four new beers that launched earlier in the year, and a fifth just launched this month. Our marketing department, we have an amazing marketing team, very creative and fun, and we were able to design the labels for those.
We've worked
with Tin Roof Brewery out of Louisiana.
Okay.
Let me see if I can remember.
Okay.
We have a lager, we have a pale ale, a sour ale, a blonde, and an IPA.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what is the name?
The IPA is the newest. So it's, they're Sandestin beers. And so each beer, like we've got the blonde ale, the sour ale, everything. We've just launched private label wines. So
okay.
We'll have three new wines that are in all of our Sandestin outlets coming soon, all in celebration of
our 50 years.
Yeah, something that'll keep going for years.
Would
and
you be also part of the taste testing and the mix?
Fortunately, yes.
Oh, fortunately, so. Yes, of course. Fortunately, yes.
And I can attest that they're quality. They're very
okay.
good. The wines, we had an excellent wine tasting. Elevated, we've got them in our banquets, our meetings and events right now. We're all experiencing our new wines and coming soon to all of our food and beverage outlets on the resort, including our Marina Bar and Grill right
yes.
there at the marina. It's
yes.
a nice place to gather.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So will you distribute off-property too? Like, is there a bigger picture of that? Or
Possibly.
Is it just definitely to celebrate everything within the confines of the Sandestin Resort?
For sure, during our 50 years,
okay.
I expect it to stay within the gates. Perhaps afterwards, we'll launch outside of the gates.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And then what we're looking at right here.
Yes.
Sandestinopoly.
This was a labor of love.
I love it.
It's so much fun. So Sandestinopoly has just hit our retail stores. We've got them at our Welcome Center. We've got them at Barefoot Princess and Island Clothiers. And I believe we may have them at Sandestin Clothing Company as well. Our department designed every piece of this. We designed the front, the back. When you open
yes.
the box and you look at the board in front of you, it's basically a tour of Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort. We have everything you could experience at the resort as
on
a spot
board.
On that board.
Unbelievable.
It's so much fun. We've got all of our food and beverage outlets, our retail, golf, of course, all of our clubs, real estate. Spa Liliana at Hotel Effie, if you haven't been there,
no,
it's on the board.
There. It's really, yeah. really magnificent. Mm-hmm. Can somebody buy this right now?
Yes.
Like, where do they go
to buy
this?
You can buy it right now. You can go to the resort,
okay.
Island Clothiers, Barefoot Princess,
okay. right.
Or the Welcome Center. You
okay.
don't even have to go in the gates. Stop at the Welcome Center.
Okay.
Right when you walk in, right when you drive into that west gate, we have them available.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So 50 years, that's pretty impressive. Is it? I actually worked there for a brief period of
Did
time.
You?
Did you know that when
no.
they opened Baytown Wharf?
Oh,
and
fun.
I worked for the market shops at Sandestin, and then a year before helped with a teaser campaign for the opening of Baytown Wharf. So I have a little history.
Were you there for the, yeah, for the ribbon cutting? Because I just found a bunch of pictures.
No, I put it, I put it together, and I hired a band from Boston. My girlfriend from high school came and performed, and it was amazing.
It's fun.
Yeah, it was really
fun. I just found
a bunch
of pictures.
You probably weren't even born.
I'm
going to
see if I can
then?
Find you.
No.
Yes.
but young. it was really a big deal. That Baytown Wharf was a very significant placemaking effort that happened, where so many of the placemaking has happened on 30A with new urbanism,
yes.
Communities and all that, which obviously are completely amazing, and I always sing their praises because I believe in it. But I do also think that Baytown Wharf probably was the only other thing outside the 30A area that really did something very, very different. And it was thoroughly embraced, and it was very cool.
It is. I love Baytown Wharf. It's off the beaten path a little. You know, it's not directly on Highway 98.
It's a destination.
It is a destination. It's easy to drive by, but it's unfortunate if somebody doesn't come and experience it.
Right.
It is an experience when you get there.
Right.
You feel like you've kind of escaped to somewhere else.
And then the gorgeous hotel there with the, the beautiful Southern columns and everything, and
the
big
grand.
Long, the grand. It's really, really, really well done. And then obviously the marina is right at the entrance of that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, I have very fond memories of that. And I think you've continued to like make that thing what it is today.
It's
very cool.
It's a lot of fun. There's, we have a lot of events that we get to participate in at Baytown Wharf. We've got all of our retail, restaurants, some nightlife. Mm-hmm. Always something going on.
Yeah, it's a city. What I was starting to say at the time when I knew the narrative of everything, I don't even know if this is still correct, but is it still 2,400?
It is. It's
acres.
Still 2,400 acres.
Yep.
Within our 2,400 acres, of course, the village of Baytown Wharf is there.
Mm-hmm.
All of our accommodations. We've got about 1,200 accommodations throughout the resort that we rent out. In addition to that, we have full-time residents who live on Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort. Mm-hmm. So that's something that kind of makes it unique and fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have our golf courses. We've got four golf courses.
The Lynx was the first one.
The
right?
Lynx was
okay.
First.
And then what were the three that followed in
and
the chronology?
I believe the Lynx, Baytown, yep. Raven, and then of course we have Burnt Pine.
Yes.
Burnt Pine is
it's being
renovated starting soon. Like
really?
Maybe right now.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
so we're gonna have a major renovation of Burnt Pine.
Okay.
It's going to transform to be even more luxurious, even more relaxing and fun. We just renovated Beach Club.
Uh-huh.
So once we got Beach Club taken care of, and it's, if you haven't been there, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
It's beautiful. They have really good food, amazing views.
Okay.
They've got the big swimming pool.
Then another new hotel went up besides Hotel Effie, which we'll
yes.
talk about in a second. But wasn't there another one that preceded that too?
So right before Hotel Effie opened its doors, we were under development and opened the doors for Osprey Point.
Yes.
It's the luxury condominiums on the resort. They are two, three, and four bedroom condominiums, and they're all owned by Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort, developed by the Becknell family.
Wow.
It's very consistent vibe, and they're all very coastal elegant. They're beautiful, super relaxing, overlooks the preserve. You can actually stand on the balcony of some of the units, and there is an osprey nest.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to watch the osprey fly back and forth and feed their babies, and it's really an experience. It's fun.
I'm conflicted on whether to now start talking about like introducing Tom Becknell into the equation, because I think we probably should, because so much of what you're talking about right now, and including what I really want to talk about in length, is Hotel Effie, which opened a couple years ago.
It did.
But what you've just described as all new initiatives and new things that have come out of the ground since he purchased it. How long ago was that he purchased, like 12 years ago?
I believe so. I think it was 2009.
Okay. And he took what already was a really beautiful place, and people loved Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort, and I knew it, when I first moved here 31 years ago, I loved it and knew what it was. And 24 acres is a lot of acreage to have in an area where, like, acreage is king, because there is so much compacted into so many things. But Sandestin still has space.
Yes.
Even though there's a lot going on in there, it doesn't seem overcrowded to me. So that leads me to sort of set up the, when Tom Becknell purchased that, he had to have had a vision to, one, keep it on some level pure,
yes,
of what Sandestin was, but yet brought a lot to the table.
Yes.
Does he ever talk about how he did that? Was that in his head at the beginning when he bought it, of what he wanted to do?
Well, it was always important to preserve nature and live cohesively with the nature that surrounds us, and to keep a part of that pure. Like for instance, Jolie Island. Jolie Island is unspoiled Florida. Like, it's it's so Florida. It's overlooking Choctahatchee Bay and surrounded by nature. And, you know, it's kind of the same concept as Osprey Point, to make sure that the Osprey still had a place, you know, to call their home.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. They frequent the Osprey birds.
I know. You see
frequent
them.
The area.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the emus. Are the emus still there? Or
No emus.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't seen one of
because
those.
I would see them walking across
really?
The road.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't seen one. We do have a lot of blue herons and turtles and, you know.
Right.
Everything, all of the marine life that inhabits the Choctahatchee Bay and the Gulf of Mexico, because we forget sometimes, not only do we have that north side of Highway 98, we've got the south side as well.
I know. And your marina is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
I mean, it is like one of the prettiest marinas, and it's really grown because I was there doing a photo shoot a couple years ago, and that marina seemed to have grown a lot more than it was like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. We've got, I believe it's 126 slips now that we have.
Yeah.
And we host Emerald Coast Blue Marlin Classic there every year. So we have enough space to accommodate a lot of people and some really big boats as they bring in the big game fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go to Hotel Effie.
Yes.
Which I think, you know, everything that you're saying right now, I love, and it's amazing. And I would say that Hotel Effie.
It's special.
Went to next level.
Yeah.
And it is very special. You know, not that everything else that we're talking about isn't, but it was a game changer for a luxury hotel to come to our area.
It definitely was. I worked very closely with Sarah Becknell in developing Hotel Effie and Osprey Point. They were both developed about the same time. Sarah put her heart and soul into that. Every detail was meticulously selected on purpose. Nothing happened by accident at Hotel Effie.
Mm-hmm. You can tell.
It was a piece of art. Mm-hmm. The spa Liliana. It's a wonderful place to go. It's very relaxing. It's upscale spa. And it's open to the public. People forget you don't have to have a reservation at Hotel Effie overnight to experience the spa.
Yes.
And Ovid, the restaurant, fine dining, they have amazing cuisine.
They do.
Excellent cocktails at the lobby bar and Ovid.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is not enough, you can go up to
the rooftop.
The rooftop Ara Pool Bar. Mm-hmm. That is also open to the public. You can experience amazing sunsets, excellent cocktails, and it's a vibe. They do have entertainment weekly.
Mm-hmm.
They're at Aura. They've got it downstairs at the lobby bar. You're always going to find something to do, and you don't have to be a hotel guest to experience.
Right. So I had told you before we started interviewing that I was at the groundbreaking celebration for Hotel Effie with lots and lots of people there, because it was the big deal that it was. And that's when I learned, you know, how significant of a thumbprint that Sarah Becknell, Tom Becknell's daughter, had on that, and how much he credited her publicly at that event for her basically, you know, single-handedly basically working on this masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And I was so taken back at how young she was, her being female, and looking at what was created.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you really think about, like, I don't know, like this is like kind of silly, but not really, because this is what I was thinking. And I'm thinking like, wow, like this is like literally the definition of like Helen Reddy's song from like, I don't know, the 70s or 80s. I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. Yeah. Right. Like she really is amazing.
Yeah, she is. She was in charge of the development of that hotel. Yeah. And she's not just like everybody can have a big picture. Uh-huh. Like, you know, uh-huh. I've got this big picture of this amazing masterpiece that I want to do. She's not only a big picture, she knows how to get to the details. She selected the carpets. She knew where she wanted the outlets to be in each room so that you could always charge your phone. She knew where the lighting, she knew how to get the best lighting so that when you are at staying in one of the suites, you can do your hair and makeup and know what you're really going to look like and, mm-hmm. and not have bad lighting. Yeah.
But so was that in her DNA because she was like the daughter of a developer, or was she schooled?
She mentioned that she followed her father. She went as he was developing, and she was a little girl. She followed him, and mm-hmm. and he took her with him, and she was able to see all of the parts and pieces that go in to developing. Uh-huh. And
it's pretty amazing.
She just kind of she fell in love with it, and uh-huh. She was very driven during the project.
Yeah.
And really, the Hotel Evie project and the Osprey Point project mm-hmm. overlapped, and she didn't miss a beat on uh-huh. either one of those.
Okay, so she was significantly at the helm of that
well.
Oh,
definitely,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive, mm-hmm. really. Yeah. And then let's talk about her significant other, Brandon Parker.
Yes, Brandon Parker.
Who's an artist.
He is. He's an amazing artist, mm-hmm. a really cool human being. He's a great person. And he has contributed all of the artwork that you can find all throughout Hotel Effie. It's beautiful. It's coastal. It's elegant. And yeah, you can find it around every corner at Hotel Effie.
Yeah. Is it for sale there on the walls, or is it just part of the curation?
His artwork is for sale.
I know that.
I don't know that the artwork that is at Hotel Effie is for sale. After speaking with him at length recently, uh-huh. it sounds like he wants to get to know his consumer and create a piece of art that fits them and uh-huh. not make that art fit
commercially just to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So original, commissions.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really, really good.
He's good.
Yeah. So is there going to be like one big party that's going to happen too, like when you're like unveiling all of this as well?
Well, we've unveiled most of it throughout the year.
Yes.
So that there's always something new, something to talk
layers.
About.
Yeah, a lot
so
of layers.
So we've definitely layered it in.
Yep.
Now, later this month in October, uh-huh. we are planning a big party at Marina Bar and Grill.
Okay.
Mitch Malloy will be in concert at Marina Bar and Grill, along with, we'll have a DJ and some other entertainment. So that is something, October the 14th, I believe.
Okay,
yes.
Coming up.
Yeah, coming up. That's
I
when
go.
That's
Let's
when we'll have a big party. You should come for sure. The tickets are on the website.
Okay.
I can send you a link to that to make sure that
okay,
you
we'll
can
put
get
it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sandestin.com is the easiest way to get there, and you can navigate from there. But good. I can send that to you as well. And so that's one of our big events that we have planned.
Awesome.
We have big photo ops all over the resort. We've worked closely with some. Mingle 38. We've worked closely with Mingle 38 to do photo ops, balloon arches throughout the resort. And we kind of theme it out each month. We change it each month.
So people can be under like a 50th anniversary, mm-hmm. like a step and repeat type of thing?
Okay. Yeah, and it's really fun. We've got like the shrubbery background with all of the balloons and the 50 and lights, and it's fun.
Yeah.
And we also have done a lot of the photo ops at our different events, like at Wine Fest and Gumbo Fest, mm-hmm. and we'll have one for Beer Fest as well, which is also coming up this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, that's this weekend?
Yes.
Okay, so all of your beers will be there.
We will have all the beers available for sampling.
I won't be there because I'm going out of town, but I hope. And that is a good event.
Yeah, that is fun. It's a lot of fun.
That and a very popular one.
It is.
Super, super great. So what else can we talk about? How about we go back to the beginning of something we were talking about prior to going live, and that is how hard, like a lot of things are to make happen for so many of us, but how hard was it when Mr. Becknell was putting the deal together to buy Sandestin? Because I remember like reading about it in the newspapers and everything, that the deal was super, super hard to put together. I don't know all the particulars, but I know it was like in the works for maybe a year or two?
Yeah. I believe it was 2009, 2010, something along those lines when Mr. Becknell bought the resort. I don't know all of the details, but I know, I could just imagine that purchasing a 2,400-acre resort
with a lot of different players
so
involved.
Many different, so many different stakeholders.
Right.
We have so many HOAs on Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort. We've got so many retail outlets and a destination like the Village of Baytown Wharf is a little bit separate, you know, from Sandestin as well, but it's within our resort and we embrace that. But, you know, there's so many different stakeholders and developing anything is hard.
Yes.
You know, a 2,400-acre resort with so many different players, you have to have a passion. And I know the Becknell family has that passion. They've got that tenacity to get the job done.
Yes.
So what's amazing is that we're celebrating 50 years of Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort, but we're not celebrating 50 years of no change. We have embraced the tradition and the culture that people come back for year after year at Sandestin, but because of that passion that the Becknell family has to develop and do what's new and different for the sake of our guests and our homeowners and meetings and groups, that passion is what has innovated for the future. And we're going to see Sandestin continue to develop and be what we're looking for as we can create new memories for all of those guests and create new experiences for our homeowners and and meetings and groups. Meetings and groups is a huge part of Sandestin. Yeah. And so we have to stay on top of technology to make sure that we're meeting the needs of so many diverse meeting planners.
Right. Right. Yeah. Very well said.
Yes.
Very well said. I think that what I've witnessed since Mr. Becknell purchased it is a great vision, responsible growth.
Yes.
Growing yet not impacting what was the genesis of Sandestin with space and golf courses and like what you would expect behind a gated community.
Yeah.
And I think he did a masterful job.
Yes. I would have to agree. Responsible growth is important and innovating and you know, like I said, not just having the big picture but knowing the details. That's something that Mr. Becknell and Sarah have both been able to embrace and, you know, find out what's needed in our community and fill that need.
Right.
And despite obstacles, pushing through and making it happen.
Right. Well, I'll just give one tidbit of like my heart and soul that is in a piece of Sandestin, and that is my husband, Jerry Burwell's grandfather, founded Mexico, Miramar Beach in 1929. He was responsible for, you know, putting the water utilities in and the post office and all of that. So that's definitely, you know, in my husband's DNA and that he owned half of Sandestin. And when he purchased it, it was $1 an acre, if you can believe that.
My, how things have changed.
But then to see, you know, from that little story that is poignant and that Barbara Grimaldi, his aunt, was the last living member of the family. And she was a little spitfire and she was amazing as well. And she championed various efforts in Miramar Beach. And then to see what's happened now. It's a proud moment.
Yes. It sounds like she had that passion and that vision about her as well.
She did. Very much so. Very much so. Any other things that you want to share so that, like, oh, I have one question for you too. I know the meetings business is like part and parcel of what keeps a hospitality conglomeration like yours going. So is that increasing year after year? Because, you know, when Zoom calls were in and when we were dealing with the pandemic and everything, like, I just don't know, like, did it boomerang back where everyone's coming back again?
Meetings are back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that it, like, boomeranged as fast as everybody flocked to Florida. But the meetings and events industry, it has come back. And it's a wonderful part of Sandestin. If you think about our seasonality of the guests who come and visit, oftentimes they're coming, you know, the 100 days of summer and spring break and now fall break. And we've kind of done a good job of spreading people out throughout and not depending so much on that summertime. People are figuring out, oh, I can visit and it's a little bit cooler and I can get the same experience. But what's made it really impactful at Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort is the meetings and events industry because they're not seasonal.
Yes.
They're having their meetings and events in November, December, January, February. And that's what keeps visitation at Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort all year long. And it's something that we've been able to really share with our homeowners, the owners who have their properties on our vacation rental program. Mm-hmm. It's something that sets Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort apart because mm-hmm. we do own all of that event space, 85,000 square feet of event space.
Wow.
And so when those meetings and groups come, they stay with our Sandestin homeowners. And so it's been impactful throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to count on the seasonality quite as
mm-hmm.
much. Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
It is.
And you are the right representative at the helm for this, for sure, because your energy, passion, enthusiasm, and knowledge is everything that you would want in a director of communication. So kudos to you. Kudos to the Becknell family. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you're doing. And I definitely hope to be at that party on the 13th or 14th?
14th, I
the
believe 14th? It is, yes.
Okay, awesome.
I'm going to make sure you know all about
yes,
it.
Yes, okay, good. All right, well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this lively and vivacious interview with April Salver. And check out Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort if you haven't been there to look at all the new initiatives that have been developing behind those gates so well. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.